In this bulletin, Victorian businesses face further hardship under the state's tighter lockdown rules. The World Health Organisation reminds countries there may never be a silver bullet against COVID-19. And in AFL, Port Adelaide overwhelms Western Bulldogs by 13 points. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victorian businesses are preparing to modify operations or close later this week under tougher statewide coronavirus measures. In Melbourne, retail, manufacturing and administration companies will shut their doors from Thursday as part of Stage 4 restrictions. Construction sites, warehouses and distribution centres will also scale back operations as health officials try to limit the spread of the virus. Cafes and restaurants in regional Victoria will switch to takeaway only, while Melbourne supermarkets and essential shops will stay open. The state government is expected to introduce a work permit system for staff to use during checks to prove their job credentials. And the Australian Health Department's top expert will appear at a Senate inquiry into the government's coronavirus response today. Professor Brendan Murphy will be one of the witnesses on Tuesday, and Federal Aged Care Minister Richard Colbeck will also give evidence. There have been 800 cases of coronavirus linked to aged care facilities so far, and more than 100 residents have died. The national death toll now stands at 221. And the federal government is providing a pandemic leave disaster payment after sustained pressure and calls for further financial support. People who have used their sick leave will be eligible for a $1,500 payment and will be able to access it more than once. The new financial support measure is available for people on short-term visas who don't have access to Commonwealth payments. Prime Minister Scott Morrison offered a message of hope and solidarity, particularly to those facing challenges in Victoria.
We look out for each other, that we offer an elbow of support. Wish it was a hug, but we know that's not going to help. But that offer of support, being there for each other at this time, is incredibly important. If you've got friends in Victoria, call them, cheer them up. As we've moved through this pandemic, we've had to deal with a lot of unthinkable things. But I tell you what, we will deal with it. Victorians I know are up to it.
The payment is only available to states which declare a disaster. The government is also encouraging businesses and employees affected by the new restrictions in Melbourne to apply for JobKeeper and JobSeeker support. Moving overseas now, and the head of the World Health Organisation, Tedros Ghebreyesus, is reminding countries there may never be a silver bullet for coronavirus. Dr. Tedros says preventing outbreaks still relies on testing, tracing, quarantining, government information and listening to communities. His comments come as worst-hit countries experience second waves and fresh spikes in cases of COVID-19, while others are bringing the outbreak under control. The WHO Director-General says everyone must continue to abide by social distancing rules, wear masks and wash their hands.
A number of vaccines are now in phase 3 clinical trials, and we all hope to have a number of effective vaccines that can help prevent people from infection. However, there is no silver bullet at the moment, and there might never be. For now, stopping outbreaks comes down to the basics of public health and disease control.
In other overseas news, Spain's royal family has announced the former monarch, Juan Carlos, is leaving the country amid a financial scandal and corruption allegations. The former king wrote to his son, King Felipe, that he had to leave because of public repercussions related to past aspects of his private life. In June, the Spanish Supreme Court launched an investigation into Juan Carlos's involvement with a high-speed rail contract. His current whereabouts is unknown, and it's unclear where he'll choose to live in the future. Let's take a look at sport now. And Port Adelaide produced a surge to overwhelm the Western Bulldogs by 13 points in last night's AFL game. The team's four-goal third quarter laid the platform for the 8.7 to 5.12 win at Adelaide Oval. Port's triumph was created by a 16-minute purple patch in the third term, which reaped four unanswered goals after they had trailed the entire first half. Coach Ken Hinckley says he was impressed by the turnaround effort.
We were certainly, like everyone probably at the ground, were aware the game was being played a bit more on Bulldogs terms than it needed to be around the ball. You know, they were getting control of the ball at the stoppage and and outside the stoppage. It wasn't just a stoppage game, I didn't think. So we made some adjustments, made some corrections, and it got us back where we wanted to be. And good on the boys for being able to make that in-game adjustment.
Let's see what the weather's doing across the country for today. In Perth, a possible early shower, 17 degrees. It'll be a partly cloudy day in Adelaide, 13 for you. In Melbourne, showers and 11 degrees. In Hobart, showers increasing later in the day, 8 degrees. 11 degrees in Canberra, partly cloudy for you. Fine weather in Wollongong, 20 degrees. Much the same for Sydney, 22. Sunny as well in Newcastle, 22 as well. In Brisbane, partly cloudy and 24. Much the same for Canberra. 27, and in Darwin, early fog and then mostly sunny, 30 degrees for you. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and this is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.